years. We strive hard to do the right thing. Business comes and business goes. But I'll tell you, folks, the precious metals, they're always there. You know that when they go down and they get a little quiet, people get all freaked out. People that trade in metals often, I know this because I've been around money a long time. People that trade in metals often, I would say, get a little bit spoiled because they don't know what it's like to lose everything to their name. And I've seen that happen countless times with paper investors. And sad to say, I've experienced the same thing myself. And so the point of precious metals in general is wealth and capital preservation. That's really what you're going is you're preserving your wealth, preserving your capital. You're wanting to keep things for the long haul, and it does go up. I mean, it goes up great, and it's got a really good track record. If you go back, for those, with a memory that far, to the early 70s, they pulled us off of the gold standard and put us onto the fiat currency standard. They tied the dollar even further into the OPEC, into the oil bores at that time. And actually, that's the one thing that has kept the dollar strong is the Allied agreement that the U.S. dollar is the primary currency of the oil bourse. And I know there's a lot of us out there that have heard this, that, and the other over the years, and you basically get told that, you hear, I guess what I'm saying is you hear that what hyperinflation is, and you hear how bad it is. And I remember in the 80s, being an old bugger, when I was in college, hearing these economic stories of what was going to come someday if we stayed on the same track, I absolutely disregarded it. I remember in 1980s, them predicting at this date about, X number of years later, a $21 trillion deficit. And I was just like, yeah, sure. We're not that dumb. Well, now we're at 31, right? And so what you want to do, folks, is, you really want to preserve and protect yourself. You want hard assets, precious metals based. I want to talk about the debate last night, but I also want to cover a little bit on metals. I probably don't do a good enough job of that. When we do portfolios, okay, so what happens is when you come in, you're like, I want gold or silver, okay? And so it'd be just like if you're like, I want to invest in income real estate, okay? If you go to invest in income real estate, you can buy a fourplex, a duplex, an apartment complex. You could buy condos. You can buy SFRs or single-family residences. You can buy commercial buildings or anything. Now, is one better than the other? The only thing is if you have a lot of money, you can buy the bigger, badder, great big commercial buildings and stuff like that. Hire a manager and whatnot. The same happens with our precious metals-based assets. We do portfolios, okay? It's not radical. It's all in that real estate-minded category, the precious metals-based assets. We do bullion-based items. What we do is there's gold coins, and we just do good gold coins based on market. Some will be eagles, maybe bullion stuff, and then you might have some modern, maybe there's some new coins, new as in modern certified coins, nice 1 ounce, incredibly gorgeous. Coins minted by the mint and extremely low mintage that are trading, within a very reasonable percentage of their precious metals. We like those. And the reason I'm not naming them specifically is because they're rare. I have, a handful of them right now. We've got a number of substantial portfolios to do. So I don't want to commit to something I can't produce. But I do look for value all the time. When I'm building a portfolio, you're getting my 25 or 30 years experience, not just in this industry, actually it's 30 plus, but whatever, but also in money and finance and everything. And I'll be honest, I've been doing this a long time. I have not met anybody quite like us. I mean, we want to give you the best environment. We want you to be able to come. There's no place you can come like this and get super straight up, honest guidance. The best product at really fair wholesale prices. You'll find that everything you buy from us is at the lowest legitimate price in the nation. I mean, you might be able to find, you know, Ed Buckhorn up at the flea market in, you know, Segal, Idaho, with an ounce of gold he tripped over from his grandma that'll sell you cheaper. But you like that? Anyway, we see that stuff. Well, I got a guy who'll sell me gold for this. Yeah, it's like, well, good luck. And then later on, well, but he's only got one, and it's kind of scratched. His uncle used it as a sinker on his fish pole. You're like, okay. Believe me, I've seen that one too. So I put in my heart and soul. I have a massive inventory, and there's a very small piece of items that we put in investments. We got here recently. We had a substantial purchase of Carson City silver dollars uncirculated in the GSA holders. It's, you know, like the government surplus auction. It also means General Services Administration. They're special. You know, under Nixon in the early 70s, they did a treasury audit and found a bunch of them. And you know, we bought, I've dealt a lot in CCs over the years. I love them. But I bought, you know, about 35 or 40 of those, and we've put most of them in portfolios. But that is at the top end. So the way we do, and that's a numismatic coin, but man, you talk about tick-tock, tick-tock. As long as I've been in this industry, those things have just been liquid cash clockwork. And the other thing is they're super desirable. They're always liquid. Everyone always wants them. That's the stuff we sell, but I do a pyramid, if you could picture it, where the bottom's just the heavy gold and silver, the middle's semi-numismatic or a little bit mixed, like maybe old U.S. silver coinage that's trading at silver prices, or we might have some circulated silver dollars that I can sell really close to silver, whatever, that stuff goes in the middle, and then at the top, we'll put in right now. You know, we have we're doing some stuff with platinum. It's so cheap, and we've got some platinum fractional eagles, but I'm running out. And they're super rare. The mintages are extraordinarily rare. You can check the whole nation. No one's got them. But that kind of stuff we'll put in. I mean, platinum, but they're eagles. They carry a premium because of the mintage of the coin. But if you'd done what I'd done, as long as I've done it, you wouldn't shy away from those kinds of things. You would run to them. Because when you find a coin that's like a U.S. Mint special edition and, you know, in a good condition and everything, and it's super low mintage, and you can do a cross-reference to other coins of similar or higher mintage that go up rapidly over time, only these are newer, or whatever, it's just, it's a great opportunity. It's awesome. When you're buying it as a precious metals-based asset and you have the potential upside of its mintage and rarity and also the precious metal in it. Platinum's been pounded by the COVID thing. Apparently the auto manufacturers are not, ordering platinum or whatever. I'm not pushing hard because I don't have a ton of it. So I've got some. That's that. And it's hard to get. I think we have like 1 ounce of palladium. They say platinum is 100 plus times more rare than gold, and palladium is 100 times as rare as platinum. So as an investment, it's good to have a balance. And anytime we build, like I said, if we put in special coins or whatever, certified Morgans or whatever, it's all by design. The majority of it, I mean, it's a no-brainer. The way we're operating right now, you bring in a check or say how much you want to invest, you know, we can talk, and then you just wait a few days or a little more or whatever, because we've got, it comes in waves, and we've gone through a lot with, I've got new employees I'm kind of training, but I've had, you know, some interesting things this year, and I'm the only guy really that can handle a lot of this stuff, so that's just the way it's got to be for a while. But I will tell you, we've always delivered. No one's ever been short of us, ever, ever. We always step up to the plate and do the right thing, you know. And there's, I mean, this business is not notorious for that. There's companies that have gone down so hard and so fast. Big boys was Tolving, went down for $39 million. Northwest Territorial Mint, I think about the same amount. There's another major, major online retailer out there, the biggest. You'll notice their prices are extraordinarily high right now. They're not apparently able to buy enough product because of cash flow problems, and they're charging too much, and I don't know. I just, when that stuff goes south, I mean, it's crazy. Like when Tolving went down a few years ago, you don't even know the name, but he's one of the big dogs that's been around. I mean, to take people for $39 million, $39 million, that's a lot of Americans' hard-earned income. That will never, ever, ever, ever happen here. Never, ever, period. We don't play games. Your money's your money. Your money comes in. It goes into your product as quick as possible. It doesn't get commingled. I mean, it's just simple business that I brought from my banking environment and my belief and my ethical concerns of other things, et cetera, right? So let's move on to something that is very interesting, the presidential debate. Wow. I don't know how many of you watched that. I'm sure if you've, you know, haven't been in a hole for the day, you've probably heard something about it. Wow. How sad, how pathetic the way they treat the president of the United States. Folks, we've hit an all-time low. Biden's behavior was rotten. And they say that Trump was rotten. No, Trump fought like Trump does. Biden started all the insults and the name calling, and he started interrupting. They had as a moderator Chris Wallace from Fox News. That was horrible. The guy was horrid. It was so biased and so lopsided. And, you know, I think people know the truth because afterwards, you know, CNN was, they looked more depressed than I've ever seen, and literally, like, I mean, literally, if a bomb went off and blew up a city, they'd be happy because they'd have a news story. But this, they were sad because their candidate got beat up. He got what he had coming. He entered a fight. See, Biden's a brawler. Biden was a boxer. You may not realize that. He grew up boxing a lot. He was Golden Gloves and all this other stuff. So he's used to roughing people up, knocking them around. He's got a hot temper. He's a real hot-tempered guy. He's a tough old bird, but he's corrupt and crooked and he lies like crazy. Well, guess what? He got in the ring with, the Mike Tyson, debating, I guess, cause, Trump was tough. I mean, he was tough and he stood up. Thank God. You know, he spoke over, they tried to cut him off. They, you know, where'd Russia go? You know, last night? They didn't bring up Russia once. 3.5 years. They've wasted and destroyed our lives. The American public. They've devastated us with this Russia hoax. And it doesn't come up last night. You know, Trump tried to bring it up. And Chris Wallace kept cutting him off. And, you know, Biden said nothing of substance. Nothing. No policies. Nothing. Just to disgust, you know, everything wrong. And I was watching it with some people, and I said, you know, he's acting with that contemptuous, disdainful, I'm so far above you, you're so inferior to me attitude. They hate the fact that Trump didn't come out of their little circle of corruption. Sanctimonious. When people behave sanctimoniously, people don't like it. The general public does not attract well to it. So, man, people are like, oh, you know, the presidential debate was not very presidential. And Trump was too hot and interrupted. I'm reading this article here. Trump was too hot and interrupted way too much. Biden did not act very presidential either. Way too many lies and too many name callings. All right. So if you've got a guy lying and name calling, but this is an AP article. So they admit Biden was lying and name calling. This is our potential future president. And then they say that what Trump, what was too hot and interrupted way too much. You know when he interrupted? First of all, Biden started it. It got so bad, all of it. Trump interrupted when false. He wasn't going to stand there and let them spew the trash about him that they've been doing behind his back or in public for years. They know it's not true. I mean, think about what they're doing. Oh, Biden shouldn't even stoop so low to go into a debate with Donald Trump because we're so superior. You know, this kind of stuff. And then they say, well, you can't believe anything he says. He's a total liar anyway, right? Right. I don't think so. I mean, but the problem is they don't want you to hear a word he says. They want people to block it out. And you know, there is a mass of citizenry that only gets this, their news on their iPhone. They just get their little zip, 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 little notifications or whatever. They don't even know what's going on, man. They're not watching it. And I'm telling you, last night, I was frustrated with Chris Wallace, and Trump did come on strong, but my goodness, he was there to get two-timed by Wallace and Biden. And if there was a crowd, Chris Wallace would have backed off because he'd have been booed big time. And that's one other thing about this COVID stuff. Folks, they're isolating us with this crap. They're getting you completely detached in every way so you can be completely autonomous. They're separating us from other people. They're getting us set up where, you know, where everyone's got to get things, you know, businesses are figuring out how to employ people off premises, and banking's doing all this, you know, phone stuff and internet and you know, the future currencies. And I mean, they're trying everything to push us into this, you know, Wi-Fi arena or internet arena or whatever. Why? Why? Because they can control the information 100%. Think about that. They can control the information. They can control the data. Enough money, enough power. What do I mean by that? You have the NSA right now. They have access to absolutely everything in the United States and a lot of the world, period. Access to all the data, all the information, all the chatter, all the passwords. I mean, they could hack you in a second. They have it all, okay? So what happens when someone corrupt gets control over that? You know what happens. You're being spied upon. And guess what has happened? We've been spied upon. We know it. But we don't freak out about it anymore. Why? I mean, we don't mind. As long as we're safe, we trust our government. They'd never do anything like that, right? I mean, isn't that the truth? How we think all the time? Oh, I mean, I don't. But I mean, I hear people like thinking like this. And you know, I just don't have time. I don't know what to do, how to help it. How about you speak up? How about you call your congressman or woman and senator? You know, get the word out. Get a little bit of knowledge. Get them out. You know, we need to protect our rights, folks. This is the greatest threat. The left right now is crying out, you know, this is the worst presidency. That's the thing. Can you, I mean, Biden sat there and was saying to Trump, you're the worst damn president this country's ever had. I mean, why? Why so cruel? Why so low and scummy? Because he got mad. And I think everyone knows when Biden gets mad, he gets flustered. And they worked on him before this debate. They worked and worked and worked and worked for him not to lose his temper. And they gave him all of his drugs, you know, his whatever they're using, armodafinil and Decadron steroids. And believe me, I'm right. I guarantee it. They got him all jacked up. Otherwise, he'd be Sleepy Joe. Which, by the way, Trump never called him any of those names. He never called him Sleepy Joe or any of that. He was very presidential. He was good. He was a tough guy. What the heck do you expect? You know, and he's big, and Biden's apparently bigger. It looked to me like, I mean, Trump's like 6'3 or 6'4, and then Biden, it looks taller. And then you get a while ago, you get Nancy Pelosi saying he's morbidly obese. And why, what the heck message are you sending our children with this stuff? You know, the biggest issue that I struggle with through all this is this projecting and blaming. We're at a low in our nation's history or modern history with this, probably a long history. We've got everybody parked at home, you know. We're getting bad habits there. Everybody's getting where, you know, because Trump's strong and tough, and the left is just crying out filthy names. They're pumping hate into the people. Folks, they don't care. Honest to goodness, this is an election between freedom and communism. Look at the people who lead the Democratic Party. It isn't Biden. Last night he says, I am the Democratic Party. Yeah, in your dreams. Right now, it's AOC, crazy Nancy Pelosi. You got that Ilhan Omar, cuckoo bird. She's out there. She's being, what, you know, investigated now for buying votes, for paying people off. And, I mean, it just is a real shocker, huh? And they keep accusing Trump of all these horrid things. If you want to know what they're doing, look at what they're accusing Trump of. So this article goes on. Too many lies and name-calling for Biden. Can't complain about that. And then it says, neither Biden nor Trump really provided any clue as to how to deal with COVID. Trump tried to rattle Biden, but that worked only marginally. I agree with that. As far as how to handle COVID, COVID is a scam. The left knows it. I mean, here's another one that came out. I got here on my phone. I got a copy dated September 29th, 2020. Director of National Intelligence. I have a document sent to me by a private individual. It's a document to the Honorable Lindsey Graham, Chairman Committee on the Judiciary, United States Senate. He's obviously Senator Graham. And it's from John Ratcliffe. And it basically, it lists off, it says, Chairman Graham, in response to your request for intelligence community IC information related to the federal FBI crossfire hurricane investigation, I have declassified the following. Let's see. Here, basically, the one that I've got here circled is, intelligence officials forwarded an investigative referral to FBI Director James Comey and Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok regarding U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private mail server. So they have evidence now. She's been on the rocker, folks. She's in deep doo-doo. She's so ticked off that Trump won. That's why she's so mad. She's on the chopping block. She's out of control, out of power, very frustrated. And she's like, if that jerk wouldn't have won, I wouldn't be going through any of this. And she's right. The people were sick of the Clinton dynasty. The only thing bad about Trump's presidency has been the behavior of the press, which has impacted all of us drastically. We know for a fact now that Hillary Clinton created a fake conspiracy, authorized it, as what, Secretary of State? I mean, folks, really? The United States of America? These people are full throttle corrupt. We need to pray for God's justice. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this is what it looks like, I hope, when it's when we're draining the swamp. Because the behavior, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, I'm in the money world. And the Federal Reserve is not a good thing, right? And so I know a lot of people, well, a few, that are, you know, closer and closer to that part of the world, I guess. And I know one in particular who is very, I actually know two that are very well connected. One is, anyway, they're very well connected. And what one said to me, he goes, the thing about the Fed is, he said, you can say anything you want about the Fed. They'll never do anything. But he said, when someone really, truly threatens them, their existence, that's when they act, okay? JFK signs an executive order to basically get rid of the Fed, a private company in charge of all of our money. Days later, gone. LBJ throws it out and takes the country a whole new leftist socialist direction. You know, he got too close, okay? That's the same way I feel with all this left-wing socialistic crap. I think we've got literal demonic embeddedness throughout. And as Trump has a way, he's a brave, courageous, strong man. Man, there's nobody that could survive this. This is nuts, folks. And Biden, if he wins, what? I don't even know what to tell you about that. I just can't imagine he would. So, but if you think about it, we've got a referral, declassified referral, showing that Hillary Clinton not only knew that the Russia hoax was false, but she actually, what, approved it and directed it to the FBI. That's where they had an insurance policy, they said in their texts, an insurance policy. I mean, that is terrifying. What gives them that kind of a right? I mean, isn't that interesting that they would ever take it upon themselves to think such a thing, that they had a right? Let's see what else is in here. There's a couple points. One is, in late July of 16, U.S. intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russian intelligence analysis alleging the U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians' hacking of the DNC. The IC, which is intelligence community, does not know the entire accuracy of all of these allegations or the extent to which the Russian intelligence analysis may reflect exaggeration or fabrication. Then it says, according to his handwritten notes, former CIA Director Brennan subsequently briefed President Obama and other senior national security officials on the intelligence, including the, quote, alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26 of 16 of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. I mean, this stuff is crazy, folks. And this is like okay with us, right? Can you believe this stuff? I mean, this is okay. Corruption, lies, character assassination, deaths. What was it? Seth Rich, the guy that supposedly leaked the DNC thing. And then they got Assange, you know, who was WikiLeaks. Folks, this is ugly stuff, you know. And old time, what do you call it? Like, you know, the establishment people like Trump, they're against Julian Assange. But you know what? That you have to realize the media will character assassinate somebody that you and you'll think you know who they are and what they did. You have no clue because they paint a picture. They make people, you know what you need to do? Whenever you hear something from the media And they have when they've chosen somebody to separate out and character assassinate and destroy, you can be sure that person either has something on them or did a good job, or they're chasing an agenda so hard they don't care about the cost of one man. They think it's utilitarian. It's a necessity. They destroy lives. And they could build a lot of them up. So, I know you've heard it. You're going to hear it again. Be aware. These are important times. And I just got some notes. You know, Biden started the brawling. It was pretty crazy. He was prepped. He was prepped to lie and insult. I mean, to lie and insult. And Trump kept trying to call him out. Like, why did your son get $3.5 million cash from the mayor of Moscow, or the mayor of Moscow's wife? And Biden was like, oh, you've been totally discredited. You've been totally discredited. He didn't answer the question. He got asked it over, and he kept saying, so you're saying they didn't? Your son didn't get $3.5 million? No comment. He just mumbles. Folks, it shows the corruption. That's interesting that Trump brought that up, because they knew about the $1.5 billion that Hunter got. Folks, that is so corrupt. Can you imagine if the Trump kids were getting millions of dollars cash from the wife of the mayor of Moscow? I mean, folks, you get my point, don't you? All right. The establishment keeps claiming Trump is a liar, and it bothers me, right? False accusations. I mean, that's a commandment. Do not, falsely accuse. It's corrupt. You want to know what that sin looks like? Go watch the left. Go watch CNN. I was watching this. I must like to torture myself. I was watching this Jake Tapper on CNN. He's like all depressed. He's an anchor. He's like, oh, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole career, you know. Wow, what a great, great commentator. Why do people want to listen to that rubbish? I mean, and then they claim they're anchors, they're news hosts. They're not, editorials or op-eds or whatever. They claim that they're unbiased. This is a skewed perspective of reality, I'll tell you. So, let's see. When I put notes here, I said the president doesn't stoop down to their level, and the radical Marxists do nothing but hate on him and run him down and insult him. But the president didn't stoop down. He didn't name call. He didn't bring, God bless him. He did good. He did good. He knew what he was going into. And you may not know the history of this, folks, but when they had the vice presidential debates back when Biden was running with Obama against Romney and Ryan. Okay, Paul Ryan's a really nice guy. He's like a CPA type guy. When the vice presidential debate came, Biden just roughed Paul Ryan up. Just beat him up, chewed him up, lied, made false accusations, spun things around, just heinous personal insult. It was bad. And that was the most recent time, I think, that they'd seen Biden in a debate. So I think Trump came out ready to roll. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, he interrupted. Well, what are you supposed to do when Chris Wallace won't let you talk? I lost a lot of faith in that guy last night. His dad was Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes. I've just lost a lot of faith in him. I've watched him go downhill over time. He tried to be more unbiased. What the problem is, folks, this opening these doors to all this bias leads to the next, to the next, to the next. That's what I was saying a minute ago about this projecting and blaming and, oh, it's your fault that I'm behaving wrong. It's your fault that I'm misbehaving. Everything, folks, take a look at this and think about it. This is how Satan, this is how the darkness, this is how negativity affects society. This is why God makes things, you know, whatever is right, whatever is true, whatever is perfect. Think about these things and, you know, about speaking highly of your leaders and respecting them. And even Solomon in Ecclesiastes says, be careful what you say about anybody ever. Because guess what he says? He goes, a little bird could hear and carry it away or whatever, right? You never know. So you operate when you're dealing, when you're talking about the leader of the free world. And I'll tell you what else, folks. What comes out of your mouth, Jesus said, it's not what a man puts into his mouth that defiles him, but what comes out of his mouth that defiles him. And they also tell us in Ephesians, you know, 4:25, let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth except only that which is edifying to those who hear, and that it may build them up. And on and on and on we go. We need to speak positive. This applies to you, to me, and I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything. I mean, it matters, folks. There is truth to it. If you don't believe in the God of our Bible and you believe in Zen Buddhism or whatever and you believe in karma, you're right. I've had people complain when I say this. What's the Bible say? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, what man? Any man. Doesn't matter. Whatever a man sows, that he'll also reap. Sow to the flesh, reap corruption. Sow to the spirit, reap life. And there's other scriptures. God's right and true. The God of the universe is the winner. He's the one that built this. We're lucky enough to know him, to have found him, or he had found us, and we have his word. Without his word, folks, you fall away. Your brain slides and your brain slips. You need to be grounded in the word. But the point is, if we talk like this, we've got Marxism attacking our country. This is all Marxist stuff, folks. They are taking the hardest run ever in the history of this country to knock us over, tear us down, and impose Marxism. Biden is a zombie. He doesn't even care. He just wants president on his resume. He can get elected president and pass out and die. He don't care because his name will be up there forever. So he'll let anybody do anything behind him. It doesn't matter, okay? And so then he's duplicating their negativity. And the left is godless. They'll say they know God and love, you know, but they don't love Jesus and they're, you know, can't say that holy, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of deceived people in the world. But in general, what they stand for is man, not God. And if you speak all the trash they're speaking, that's how you know. Donald Trump has a hedge and a covering from God. Unquestionably, that's why they can't understand it. They do this for a living. They destroy people for a profession, and they cannot penetrate the Almighty's cover over Trump. Is it a coincidence that Trump chose Mike Pence as his VP? Mike Pence is as godly a man in politics as there is. Absolute firm believer, has levels of patience and kindness that I've never experienced. No, I'm kidding. But he's a pretty nice guy. But he prays over the president morning, noon, and night. And they do Bible studies and they pray together and they cover him in prayer. Folks, we can't, you know, the dark side wants to dominate this stuff. And like I said, when we spew this is all derogatory for America. All this trash talk, you know, standing there insulting negativity. And I remember going through this with Obama. The arrogance is like, elections have consequences. That's a really bad Obama impression. No, I wasn't trying to be. But anyway, he says elections have consequences over and over and over. And he does this, I won, you lost. Okay, well, if you're in WWF, And a guy comes up in the ring and he's like, look at me, I won, you lost. You expect it there. You don't expect it out of the President of the United States, especially if they're going to later on use that against the next president and claim, you know, this or that. Obama was way smoother with the tongue. He was a sophist. He was great with the tongue, but Trump is great with managing and controlling. There was a gal in the White House that said within a couple weeks after Trump getting in, she was involved with the transition. She literally said that the Trump administration had accomplished more in the first 3 weeks than Obama did in 8 years. She said they just sat around all the time conspiring how to spin stories and frame people, make certain people look good and certain people look bad. That's all they did was PR stuff. That tells you a lot. I really believe this president terrifies him because he's doing such a good job. I feel bad for him. I really, maybe God knows what makes the man tick too. Isn't that a dumb statement? Maybe God knows. That's kind of sarcastic, but you get my point. Maybe this is all, hey, I hate to say that. Sounds dumb. You know, this is what the plan may look like, folks. I kind of have a funny feeling. Maybe you and maybe me will get enough of it. And maybe God will raise somebody up to organize. Prayer and all that stuff is so important and mandatory. And there's people I've talked to that want to create different prayer groups and all that, and men's prayer groups, and it ends up just being the same thing over and over again. That is absolutely critical. I don't agree. But just a presence is so powerful. You have to organize something that's based on a gathering and a presence. If you say protest and things like that, it's not the same. You get some good speakers. You say, you know, make it a freedom statement rally or, you know, fight for freedom rally or whatever. And we get Donald Trump there. They ignore that. Never mind. You don't want him. They'll ignore him. So here we go. Bounce through the rest of this article. Neither Biden nor Trump really provided any clue how to fight with COVID, which means this guy buys the lie. And Trump tried to rattle Biden, but didn't work. Blah, blah, blah. Biden suddenly abandoned the extreme left, saying he does not support the violence or defunding police. This is an AP article, folks. It's Associated Press. This is to the left. And they still can't make it sound left. Biden suddenly abandoned the extreme left, saying he does not support the violence or defunding police, but said he was the Democratic Party, but then said he's not president, so he didn't call on any Democratic governors to tell them to bring in the National Guard. Of course, we vote for parties, not individuals. It says here that died with the 1800s. So it really is not about either candidate personally, for they are limited in their capacity to actually run the nation as a single individual. It takes Congress to legislate the laws. That's true, but what's the point of that paragraph? Nevertheless, but these individuals revealed how far politics have fallen. I have never heard in any debate someone calling the current head of state a clown. This debate was really a disgrace. That's an article I just read from Armstrong Economics. I think the final sentence, second to final sentence there is really important. He says, I've never heard in any debate someone calling the current head of the state a clown. You know what makes me sick? Last night, the way Biden's understandable. He's a clown. But Chris Wallace, the way he was talking to the president of these great United States, was pathetic. I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, he's the president of the United States of America. Trump is a good man, folks. Do you know there's no body count around Trump? Clinton's had 99 by the 90s. I think they had 99 by 99 or something. Trump's got zero. Vindictiveness. The Clintons had countless people imprisoned and then made law changes and put federal blocks on parole hearings and destroyed lives, fathers and husbands. Remember Obama? You remember Dinesh D'Souza? They wrote a book. Oh my gosh, the book wasn't flattering to Obama. I'm going to take down. Who's Dinesh D'Souza? A brilliant, godly, cool guy from India. He's an Indian immigrant. He's written many books. I think the newest one's called The Trump Card or something. So he writes a book that's not flattering to Obama. What's Obama do? Has the FBI and IRS go after him for a couple, 2.5 years of ransacking everything he's ever done. And then they find many moons before, like 16 years earlier or something like that, maybe whatever, where he had given some money to a candidate, a local candidate, like 10 or 15 grand. And it apparently exceeded the giving limits or whatever, but it was given to her as a gift on a private individual basis. And then they said, well, this wasn't properly disclosed. It's not proper. So they throw the, by the way, that candidate, folks, lost. Never even got in office. So it's old news, water under the bridge. They go after Dinesh D'Souza and say, you gave her money. And you didn't record it properly and it exceeds these limits and so on and so forth. And his response was, I think he's a pretty honest guy. He's like, that was a gift to a friend. Nope, can't be. Not while a friend's running for office. Okay, so anyway, locks up Dinesh D'Souza 5 years. And he gets enough pressure that he loosens up a little. He ends up on house arrest and all this stuff. 5 years. Sentence. Because he gave a cash gift to a friend who lost the election, who's gone back to her life many, many moons ago. So, and there's a lot more stories like that. How about the execution of Seth Rich? The guy who was rumored and possibly confirmed by Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. Julian Assange won't divulge his sources, but after Seth Rich was killed, he sure made it seem pretty clear. So, where do we go from here? We've got a couple more debates coming up. I mean, they're going to get uglier. This is the low of the lows. The left is low on this, folks. I got a Biden. How about, hey, will you shut up, man? Does that sound cool? If you're talking and I go to you, hey, will you shut up, man? Just shut up. That's what Biden was doing. Literally. So here we go. It says it was in that, and just like that, it's over. So I'm looking at Zero Hedge here. It was contentious for sure, but here's a quick summary of the performance. SCOTUS. Supreme Court of the United States. It says Trump won by a knockout. Trump asked Biden over and over, you want to stack the court? You want to do that? Wouldn't answer any questions. Folks, we are in for trouble. You know why he doesn't know? Because he doesn't know. He's like, I don't know. The liberal immigrant women who are going to run my administration haven't told me yet. That's what he means. COVID. It says Biden won, but close, which is so stupid. You know what Biden does? The woulda, shoulda, coulda, if I was there, and then he hangs 200,000 deaths on the back of Trump. Can you imagine that? He says to the TV, he goes, you folks who have an empty chair in your house because someone died from COVID, which is a bunch of lies, You can thank this man over here, Donald Trump, the president. He's responsible for the death of your family member. What? Biden is a liar. Lying Biden. So Trump goes to Biden. You know, he's like, well, how does this make sense, Joe? You say, the guy's an exaggerator. You say if you were president, there'd be zero deaths. By the way, folks, you watch the left, it's always that way. It's always if the right gets their way, they're going to tear away Obamacare and everyone's going to die. If we get our way, everyone's going to live and we're going to plant pretty trees and the atmosphere is going to be crystal clear and you're going to get free money and everyone's going to be happy and we're going to hold hands and share poems. That's the left. That's what Marxism, communism does. You know why? Because they don't have morals. If you walk with God, you don't want to lie. You know, who can dwell in the holy hill of the Lord? Psalms 15. One says, he who swears to his own hurt. Your words are rock. You think these people's words worth a duty? I think not. Running out of time. Economy. This guy says it was a tie. I totally disagree. Race. A tie. Law and order. Trump destroyed. Biden was unable to get past the defund. And I mean, Trump killed it on that. You know, in their track records, President Trump's in office and Biden's not, so he knows what's going on. So there we go, folks. We're running out of time. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay alive. Stay well. Get us, you know, secure some of your wealth. Give us a chance. Appreciate you tuning in. Give us some good reviews online. Get a free Morgan. Talk to you later. God bless. Bye-bye.